continuing. Ah, great. Oh. So we're continuing with Hilchos Nida, packet 17, continuing with the halachas of Hamtana. Last Wednesday, you asked a question about if it's the Hamtana between the Shimush and the Zayin Nikiyim, if the Hamtana needs to be Vav Onot, which turns out to be 72 hours, me'ace to ace. So then why is the Hamtana at minimum 4 days? Right? Why it should be 3 days, right? It should be 3 days. Why is it 4 days? And according to the Ramah, 5 days. But why is the... why if we only need to wait 3 days, so then why is it a Hamtana at minimum 4 days? So I think... the answer is, it's in the Shach, really. I think, we'll take a look at the Shach, but the Shulchan Aruch first, and then the Shach. Simin Kuf Tzai Rivav, Sif Yod Aleph and Mechaber. But I think the problem, the confusion can arise from, they're just two different time units. We're dealing with a time unit of Onot that goes from Ace to Ace. And if that encroaches on 1 day a night and a day period of Zayin Nikiyim, so then it affects the whole day, right? So although we have Vav Onot, which is there's Oinos Ayom and then Lilo, it's a different way of counting. But once the last Ona encroaches upon 1 day, whether it's the beginning of the day, it's the middle of the day, or it's the end of the day, so then if they wanted to count that day as one of the Zayin Nikiyim, so then if there's a Pleita, and it's, even though it's a Pleita of the sixth Ona, it would Mevatel a whole day. So that's really what happens. And the Shach explains this in Yud Ches. And I appreciate the question because I was struggling with it myself. So the Mechaber says that the last third of Halacha Yud Aleph, the Kaimalan Einshek Azer Masriach Ad Shiyavra Lav Sheish Onot Shlemot Me'ez Te'ez. So we hold that it's only Masriach after you have six complete Onos Me'ez Te'ez. So 70. Let's say Shkia is at 6 o'clock, and the Shimush was at 9 o'clock. V'im Shimsha b'Motzi Shabbos at 9 o'clock. Upalto Lel Dalad, and she's poilate Tuesday night after Shkia, before 9 p.m. She's palta after Shkia. Let's say at 8 o'clock. Lel Dalad Tuesday night. Koydim Ace Shimusha. Before the 9 p.m., the Motzi Shabbos, Adayin he armedes besoich oina shishis, the Shimusha, besoiseres, Hilkach yom he yihye rishon l'sfirasa. She's going to have to wait until she'll have to do a Hefsek Tahara Wednesday afternoon, and Wednesday night will be the first time she'll be able to count her first day of Zayin Kim. So Shach Yud Ches, so that's Tesvav, Shimesh Shema Tifloit. Below tear gish, that's the whole problem. Maybe she'll be poilate and she won't sense it, and it will be soiser one of the days of the Zayin Nikiyim. Because if she's always going to sense it, so then if she would sense it, and she would understand that she has she lost one of her days of Zayin Nikiyim. But maybe it'll be poilate and she won't sense it, and she thinks she has a day of Zayin Nikiyim, when she doesn't, and she'll go to the tefillah. Before she has Zayin Nikiyim, and the tefillah won't work with the Rabbanim. So, okay, that's the basis of the Shash. So, Shach Yod Ches, the Soiseres, Kolomar, Afal Pi, Sheshalmu Vav Onot, Betchilas Leil Dalad, Acher Shimusha, Bemotzi Shabbos, that even though she completed her 72 hours from the... she completed her 72 hours... at the beginning of Tuesday night at 9 p.m., even though that will be completed at 9 p.m., Mikol makom, kaven shapalta betchilas leil dalat kodem shimu shabamotis Shabbos. She's being pointed before the 9 p.m. point, so she's really still within the 72 hours. In Cain, so seres oso yom v'hainu kol yom dalat. So if she would count Tuesday night, beginning Tuesday night, as her first day of Zayin Nikiyim, if she would do that, and she would be poilet between Shkia and 9 p.m., if she would be poilet, koidim the eight shemusha, so it was after Shkia, Tuesday night, and before the 9 p.m., of the Motzi Shabbos Shimush, so then it would be Soysa the whole day. If she would count that, if she would count that as a Wednesday, as her first day of Zayin Nikiyim, and she'd be poilet between 6 and 9, it would destroy the whole day. She couldn't use that day for Zayin Nikiyim. So therefore, even though she finishes at 9 p.m., her 72 hours finish at 9 p.m. Tuesday night, she can't start counting until 6 p.m. Wednesday night, because the whole day gets knocked off. Because if she would indeed want to count from Tuesday night, so part of that, the beginning of Tuesday night from 6 to 9, it's ripe to be soisa. It's ripe to have a plaita, and it's because it's still. From 6 to 9, she's still in her last oyna, and it soys her the whole day, right? It knocks off the whole day, and it makes, because if that would happen, it would knock off the whole day, and she would, so therefore she has to wait 4 days. She has to wait until the very next day. I mean, it's possible to have a kind of a clean cut. In other words, if they were mishamish, you know, in the afternoon at 5 p.m. and Shkia is at 6, so then it could work out. So if they're Meshamas on Shabbos, so then the 72 hours would finish Tuesday afternoon. She could do her Hefsek Tara Tuesday afternoon and count Tuesday night as her first. And there it would be kind of more, it'd be a 3-day wait, right? She would wait Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, right? It would be a 3-day wait, but that's not the way it usually happens. Usually it happens that the oina shishis ends after a little bit, you know, after Shkia, between 6 and 9, for example. But if they would be mishamish at the very end of the day, like at 5 p.m. and at 6 would be Shkia, so then it could be like a kind of like, it wouldn't really be a 4-day wait. It would be a 3-day wait. So theoretically, you could have a 3-day wait, but this doesn't turn out that way, because when the last oina is going to fall out at the beginning of a new day, and if she would be poilet, it would knock off that whole day. Therefore we require her to wait until Wednesday night to start counting. Thank you for the question, because it was bothering me too. So let's see. Right. She has to, exactly. The next time that she can begin, the next first day of Zayin Nikiyim is going to be Wednesday night after Shkia. That's her next opportunity. Right, because it blows the whole day. Right? You were working with Me'ace the Ace and Onot, which goes according to a different cheshbon, versus the days of Zayin Nikiyim, which are whole. You either have one whole day of Zayin Nikiyim, or you don't. So if she'd be poilet from 6 to 9 on Tuesday night, it would knock off that whole day, and the next possible time she could start counting, the next new day would be Wednesday night. So I guess the stakes are higher, you know, like with the kashash of a pleita, pleita shikazera, it knocks off a full 24 hours. It just makes the whole Wednesday impossible to be used for a Zayin Nikiyim day. So the next possible for Zayin Nikiyim is to start would be Wednesday night. So yeah. Okay. And I just wanted to correct myself. I mentioned that the Shach, in order to Mekayim the Rambam, I said a very Geshmak thing. The Geshmak thing was correct. And as we kind of wave one of these halachas of Hamtana, in order to Mekayim the Rambam, it's very Geshmak. Even though we don't pass him like the Rambam, we make Chupas Nida, but still, in order to Mekayim the Rambam, we pushed off one of these halachas of Hamtana. Now so in Shach Chaf, the Shach points out that we're machmer with this gezeira of 5 days, with adding on one extra day, and really the whole gezeira of Hamtana, even for a kala, and there is no husband, there's no sheikh for zera, but still we're machmer. I'm just going to read the Shach. But gadol mizu noihagim afilu kala ain't. Ad yom hey the riyosa. She has to count 5 days of hamtana, starting from the beginning of her year. Afal pisha dain loy baha chas in the ear, and afal pisha, even though there is no shimush, she the fi daiti ein lahachmir bezek klal. V'lo nizkar b'shum poiser kadmon v'achmir mikol makom lo yehi ela kedvarim. So. So it's still aser, but now, in other words, you just skip the whole thing, right? The bahachi adif tvei mimash noigin shenisays kashihi nida. In other words, in order to mekayim the Rambam, we will waive the whole hamtana. It's not a chuppas nida. So that was, I said before, that the Shach waived just 1 day, the chumra of 1 day. Here, the Shach waives the whole thing, the whole hamtana. She can go as soon as she. Shemiyad shetifsoik b'tahara. Tispor Zayin Nikiyim. I think he means to waive the whole thing. In other words, if she... I think so, yeah. I think he's waiving the entire Hamtana. What I got it confused with is with the Taz. The Taz in Sifkotin Hey, at the end, brings the Maharami Prague that Akala, on the other end of the Chasna, after they did the Bilas Mitzvah, so then she's then we have the issue of she's a nida because of dam basulim, and since it's not a real, I mean it's a real chashash of maybe she's a nida, but I don't know if you got to that packet yet, but she right after the bilus mitzvah they have to be pyrish, and she needs a zayin nikiyim. So the Maharal Prague says that Shakala, I'm just reading the Taz, Maharal Prague, Shakala achash be'ilas mitzvah toicho limnois miyoim hei nishimusha. V'ratzono lomar the lo gazrinin ba shema tashamesh ba'isayom b'soifoi d'hayna b'ina shmashais. So the Taz, the Maharal Prague, is waving the addition of 1 day, lo shimsha after shimsha, and therefore she can count starting Wednesday night, right, which is yom hey, as opposed to starting Thursday night, right. She only has she only needs a hamtana of 4 days, and they're waiving the extra day that the Ramah adds on to the 4 days of the mechaber. Because we're dealing with it's dam basulim is it's a kashash that in the bilus mitzvah there's dam nida and it got lost or whatever. There's different reasons why we're She's an, after Bias Mitzvah, she's considered a Nida. So, but it's, so we're mekel to give her, we take one day off, because we're not choishish, there's no need to be choishish that there was a shimush bein a shmashos, right? And therefore we waive that gezer, that whole, that extra day, because of the chashash bein a shmashos. But he, the Taz does say, well, if they were Meshavish Ben Hashmashos, so then the Gezer would be in place. But if they weren't, so then we're not going to be Goizer like we always Goizer. Like, so those are two kulos. The Shach has, he waives all 5 days in order to have a chuppah that's not a chuppah's nida. And the Taz waives one day, the extra day of the, because of the Shash Bein HaShmashos is after the Chasna. And so there's a couple more kulas. Okay, so it's important to let's look at the very end of the Ramah, the last Ramah in the Siman, his last words. The Ramah gives an important reason for lo shimshu after shimshu. She'anu nohagin lahamtin afilu lo shimshu klal kadesh l'chalik bein sphira l'sphira kol shekein b'kai gavna v'chol ha'paretz geder b'devarim elu b'makam shenagu l'hachmer yishkenu nachash. So the Ramah is giving a reason for lo shimshu after shimshu. It's important because we want to have one sphera, right? Kedei shelo l'chalek bein sphera l'sphera. There should be always one. Lo shimshu after shimshu really means we always count not from the end of the shimush, like the mechaber says, right? It's mechaber said, we read previously, sheish onot shlemot me'eis the ace, from the shimush, right? The kaimelon in shekozer masvira kachi shabra lav sheish onot shlemot me'eis the ace. The shimush, right? It's Adayin, right? Oimedes, Adayin here, Oimedes, Besoich, Oina, Shishis, the Shimusha. The Ace is counted starting with the end of the Shimush. But when, with the Gezera of Lo Shimshu, Atu Shimshu, the Hamtana doesn't begin with the end of the Shimush. The Hamtana begins with the onset of the Re'iyah, because there's nothing else to measure. In the event that there is no, the husband's not in the city, and there is no Shimush, and she becomes Nida, and she's thinking of, and she wants to become Tahor, so when do we start the Hamtana? The Hamtana can't be kicked off from the Shimush, because there was no Shimush, so it's kicked off from the Re'iyah. So that's what the Lo Shimshu after Shimshu, it provides a standardization. Kadesh lo lechalek bein sphir the sphir. That's an important idea. Even though the Shach says that the gezer of Roshim Shatu Shimshu is a gezer rechoika, in Shach Chaf Aleph he says it's gezer rechoika. Versus the importance of the gezerah of bein Hashmashos. Shach says that the gezer of bein Hashmashos is a chashasha de bin hashmasha pashuti v'chashashu ba rabbanan tuva v'chem aduchter. It sounds like the chashasha bin hashmasha, and that is the reason why the Ramah adds on one more day, is a more serious concern versus lo shimshu atu shimshu, which the Shach says in Chaf Aleph that it's a gezer tuva gezer v'chaykihi. It's interesting though that that being said, when we consider the reason of the Ramah, Kadesh Lechalek bein Sphira the Sphira, it takes on more importance. The Lo Shimshu after Shimshu creates a standardization that we always count the Hamtana from the Re'iyah and not the Shimush. So standardization of sphera is seems to be an important idea, and I think we'll see that play out in the Pesach Shuvah, the Shem Lishlam, the Sidri Tahara, that even though it's the Gezer Rechayka, and it's not as it's the Cheshash is not so substantial, still the idea of a Kadesh Lo L'Chalek being Sphere the Sphere seems to be perhaps is more important than the Cheshash Kadesh Moshes. Okay, so let's take a look at that Pesach Shuvah. So the Shla said he got a question, a woman who was in her fourth day of needles. So this is on page 26 in packet 17. So the Shla got a Shiloh, and the woman was in her fourth day of needles, and what was unique about this case, there's two things that are unique about the case, is that Erev Shabbos was Yom Tov, and which is going to be a week later, and there was a gap between the Shemush and the first Re'iyah. So there was a Shemush on Shabbos. Sunday, there was nothing. There was no Shemush on Sunday. Monday, she was her first day of the Re'iyah. And so she saw 4 days. So she saw Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and she called up the Shla on Thursday. And she wanted to know, could she start her Hamtana the next day? Could she start her Zayin Nikim the next day? So again, she started, her Re'iyah was on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So she has a Hamtana of 4 days starting from the Re'iyah. But in actuality, there's an extra day there where there was no Re'iyah. So in a way, she has 5 days. But the Shla wasn't really looking at the gap. The Shla was counting the Hamtana from Monday, from the Re'iyah, like you're supposed to. Because it's the standardization of the Hamtana. So she had 4 days of Hamtana, because of 4 days of Nida. The question was, could she be Makel and waive the Gezer of Beinu Shmashas, the extra day, and start her Zayin Nikiyim Friday, Thursday night? Could she do that? And he said yes. Because if we do start our first day of Zayin Nikiyim on Yom HaShishi, so then the Yom Tevila, her Yom Tevila will be Leil Yom Tov, Yom Shishi, right? Because the two unique factors was that there was a gap between the Shemush and the Re'iyah on Monday, and the other was that Erev Shabbos was Yom Tov. So it was more important to. So we have a conflict over here. We have the Gezer of the Beinu Shmashas, where we add on a fifth day to the Hamtana. We have that, and we also have the desire to have the Chafifa close to the Tvila. And if she is Toivol Leil Yom Tov Thursday night, so then her Chafifa Thursday afternoon will be Samach to her Tvila Thursday night, and that's what we want. If we would be Machmer on the Gezer of Beinu Shmashas, and we would add in one more day, so then he's going to count, he's still going to go follow the Re'iyah. He's going to follow the Re'iyah as the beginning of the Hamtana. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be the fifth day. And then her first day of Zayin Nikiyim would be Saturday, that which means that her Tevila would be Friday night. Saturday would be the first day of Zayin Nikiyim. And then Friday night, Shabbos would be her Yom Tevila, her Leil Tevila. And there would be a gap between the Chafifa Thursday afternoon and the Tefillah Leil Shabbos. And so, since we want a Makarev, it's more important to Makarev the Chafifa, the Tefillah, so he waives the whole extra fifth day. And now her Tefillah is Thursday night and the Chafifa was Thursday afternoon, and everything is good. But in action, so the Shlava is being Makel on the Chash of Beinu Shmashos, waiving the extra fifth day, but in a way, he really has 5 days, right? He really has a hamtana of 5 days. If you count the gap, if you count the gap between the shimush and the re'ia, there's really in reality there's a hamtana of 5 days. So he's being meikel, but in reality there's a hamtana of 5 days. But since we go, the hamtana begins with the re'ia, we don't have that extra day. The gap. We can't use that day that preceded Riyah. The Sidra Tahara was more meikel. The Sidra Tahara was more meikel than the Shlah, because the case of the Sidra Tahara was there was no gap. Saturday there was Shimush, Sunday there was Shimush, and the Riyah was on Monday. And still, he was meikel to waive the Chashash Bein Hashmashos. Still, he was meikel to waive the Chashash Bein Hashmashos, and she only needed a Hamtano of 4 days, which was her re'iyah of 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and she could start her Zayin Nikiyim Thursday night, Yom Shishi, and that makes Thursday evening her Leil Tefillah. That makes Thursday evening her Leil Tefillah, and she's able to be masmich her chafifa leTefillah. So the Sidra Tahara is a little bit more meichel than the Shlah, because there is no gap. There is no actual hamtana of 5 days. There's only 4 days. There's only 4 days, and he's really has no problem waving the fifth day. So he's more meikel. But it's what's interesting. The Shlah opted really to waive the whole extra day of the Chashash Bein Hashmashos, even though he could have really been meikel on the Chashash of Lo Shimshu Ator Shimshu. Of course, there was Shimshu on the Saturday, but he could have, in a way, waived the Gezer of Lo Shimshu Ator Shimshu by counting the Sunday, the gap day, as the first day of Hamtana. So the Sunday would have been the first day of Hamtana, and Monday, the day of the Re'iyah, would have been the second day, and then he would have had 5 days of Hamtana. But since it seems that he felt it was more important to maintain the Gezerah of Lo Shimshu Ator Shimshu, because that creates that is maintaining the institution of standardization of Sipur, that you always count, you start counting from your Re'iyah. You always start counting your Hamtana from the Re'iyah. And he wanted, I think he was more concerned about maintaining Kedei Shalei Chalek Bein Sefira the Sefira, that he wanted to protect that institution more than the chashash of the Bein Hashmashos, because he could have created a hamtana of 5 days if you use that gap day between Saturday and Monday. But I'm just thinking that he was he was concerned to protect the institution of standardization of when we start counting the hamtana. We standardized it, and we always count from the re'iyah, and therefore we can't use the gap. And this is a couple more kulas. So there's this idea that if she's also the baila anyways, let's say it's Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, or she's an avela, so she's noyeg to be purished from the baila anyway. Can she count those days that she's purished from the baila anyway as you may as part of her hamtana? It seems, I think it's a machlokes, but I just wanted to present the idea that, let's say, so she's also, because the halacha stipulates she has to be purished from the baila, so there's no shimush, and then, so. Another example where she would be Pirish and from the Baila would be, say, if she has a Safek Mara, and because of the Safek Mara she's Pirish, can you count those days? And then it was found out afterwards that so can you count those days? So there's a question over here if she showed it to a Chacham or not, or she didn't show it to a Chacham. But again, it's a similar idea. She's also the Baila because of halacha. So then, can those days be counted as part of the hamtana? And then another shayla that is addressed is that she sees dam right after the tefillah. She's toivel. She does everything. She does a hamtana. She does a zayin kiyum. She does a hefsek tar. She does a zayin kiyum. Then she goes to the mikvah, and then she sees dam after she goes to the mikvah. So now she needs a new zayin kiyum. Does she need a new hamtana? So that's a shayla. Seems that the chazanish is making on that. Okay, now there's the example coolers of the milsegol shkicha lo gazru. Some more coolers regarding hamtana. So if she made an error in her zaynikim, and so she counted 6 days, 6 good days, and then she thought she had 7 days. So what happened was she counted 6 days and she went to the mikvah. Those 6 days were good; they were clean. But she went to the mikvah and they were shamish. So there's an issue. There's now shekazara. So now she needs a hamtana. So the hamtana that she needs, does she need a hamtana of 5 days or 4 days? So because it's a milsul lo shkicha, the gezera of chashash v'ena shmashos is not applied. Right? The milsul lo shkicha, they weren't gezer. So she just needs a hamtana of 4 days because it's a milsul. Another milsul lo shkicha is that as we call IUV, in vitro fertilization, so that she has a... What kind of hamtana does she need following that? Is it hamtana of 5 days or hamtana of 4 days? So we're making it again because milsul lo shkicha, she only needs 4 days. So we'll hold it there for today. Any questions? Okay, great. Okay, Shkoyach. So, all right, thank you very much. Have a great day.